As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Here is, I'll give away those Marlins tickets too if you remind me at the end of this segment. Here are the draft pick predictions for the Miami Dolphins from the Sun Sentinel writers. They all predict the same guy, so you're essentially listening to what their reasons are. You have any idea who the cornerback is? Who this is? David Fiorones, Chris Perkins, and Dave Hyde in the Sun Sentinel.
I don't know. I was watching ESPN this morning and watching all the draft prospect guys, and I don't know, but yeah, there was some high-ranked corners, I guess, so I don't know who it is.
Well, at the Sun Sentinel, David Fiorones says Michigan cornerback Will Johnson, and he writes, I had Johnson taken 2 picks before the Dolphins selection at 13 in my mock draft, but this draft now becomes about getting the best cornerback after Travis Hunter following the Ramsey trade development. Move up if you have to, if you're the Dolphins, but maybe he does fall to Miami. Dave Hyde writes, Michigan cornerback Will Johnson. The Dolphins needed a starting safety before Jalen Ramsey wanted a trade. Now they're desperate. Johnson checks all the needed boxes to fill one of their cornerback positions. And Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel also says Michigan cornerback Will Johnson. He says, this was my choice before the Ramsey situation. It just makes sense. He's a playmaker, and this team needs playmakers. Yes, there's an injury concern, but I'd roll the dice. Johnson fits the Dolphins. Dolphins need better than the next best cornerback, which is the Texas cornerback, J.D. Barron, who would also be acceptable. So if they take a corner, and obviously the Jalen Ramsey situation created a whole new kind of need, because we had talked about fat guys over and over and over again, but now they really do need corner help. But would you be more apt to take a fat guy over a corner, or do you recognize that need as now imperative?
No, I recognize it now. With Jalen Ramsey's situation, and hopefully they can trade Jalen during the draft and get back up to address the fat guy needs. But, yes, we got to have a number one corner, because we don't have a number two corner right now, to be honest.
Right.
We need a number one corner so we can fill in the other side. Yes, and I just look – I'm no Mel Kiper, who he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. I'm no Lewis Reddick.
Well, then you are Mel Kiper.
Freshman All-American. I am. I'm better than Mel Kiper. Freshman All-American, first-team All-Big Ten, second-team All-Big Ten, first-team All-American, second-team All-American, national champion. He seems like he fits the mold of a very good player we should have.
Solana, offensive lineman or cornerback?
I say best available at that.
Because you've been a big proponent of offensive linemen, and you got to protect Tua, and you've got to be able to establish a running game, but now there is a need.
for sure. I'm not saying best available player, by the way. I'm saying best available between those two.
Oh, okay.
Offensive lineman.
Because you're not saying best available player if it's a running back.
No.
I'd throw my
running back or tight end, like forget all that stuff. Unless, I don't know, Ashton Jeanty does. I just like him. I love the little press release he put out.
No way
out,
he's
like,
available at 13.
No shot. Here's the thing. Yeah, I want Tua to be protected, and I think offensive line has to be addressed no matter what. But, bro, I'm looking at that defense. There was a depth chart that I saw today. I don't know. Like, I might have to suit up. I mean, seriously, I don't know what the Dolphins are going to do on that end. I don't know. So, yeah, it needs to be a cornerback. It needs to be.
What if the ticket wizard, he and I were having a conversation over the weekend, and he said, what if you just kind of roll with whatever you have on the defense? Just, we're not going to waste any draft picks. We're going to roll with whatever we have on the defense. But we are going to shore up that offensive line so well that we're convinced we can outscore anyone. No matter if our defense lets up 30, 40, or 50, we will have such weapons on the outside, because you do have Tyreek and Jalen Waddle. You have decent running back with Devon Achane. And if you just spend all your resources on the O-line and you say, yeah, whatever the defense gives up, we will outscore them.
I know you love that narrative because you won a 70-62 game.
Love it.
But Huck, when we did have a good defense, we've seen our offense with Tua get stymied by the good. It's kind of Solana's point. By the Phillies, by the Chiefs, by the Bills, our offense can get stymied. They can. The Bills secondary is pretty good. So you can't just think I'm going to score 50 every game, because sooner or later they're going to pull your card.
It was the Lions a season ago. Their defense decimated, not necessarily their fault. Their defense decimated. Didn't matter. They went 14-3 because they outscored everybody. Until in the playoffs, all of a sudden they're down 30 points. They need to get stops. They score 31 points in a game, and they give up 45. Like, eventually, that's just going to happen to you.
Would be fun though.
Yeah, it's to Solana's point. Right now, if you're looking at the Dolphins from the outside, looking at their defense, they have to get pressure. It has to be Chop Robinson. It has to be a healthy Jalen Phillips. It has to be, like, you have to get off that edge like hell. Your linebacking core is not great. Your secondary is not great. As we sit here pre-draft, like, this front four is going to have to carry the team. And all we have is Sealer. I don't know what the Benito Jones is going to do or whatever his name is. Like,
it's Benito Box Jones. You got it.
Benito. I don't know what Benito is going to do, but it would be, hey, we have some hell of five defensive ends that are going to get to this quarterback.
A funny text from somebody who obviously, I don't know who this is, but I think he thinks he has a bigger part on the show than he does. Guy texts in and goes, it's funny how now you guys are freaking out about the Miami Dolphins. If I'm not mistaken, I told you this was going to happen. I hate to be the I told you so guy, but you deserve it. Well, first of all, no one's freaking out. It's the draft. Everyone has to take people on the draft. This is getting talked about in Philadelphia and Kansas City. And I mean, everyone has to take players in the draft. So that's all we're talking about. And secondly, you told us? Who are you? What do you mean you told us?
Oh, that's the dude I saw at Exxon earlier. My bad, y'all. I didn't get y'all updated.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Who do you want out on the football field? Pork chop or chop salad?
Hawk and Crowder.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.